create professional quality, commercially licensed voice response prompts with Yakutami. Off the tourist trail in San Jose, walking through Barrio Amon last month, I mentioned having an excellent ceviche lunch in the heart of San Jose with a friend who writes and publishes an English walking guide of the city. Mike Miller is his name, and after lunch he offered to give me a personal tour of a nearby section of our capital city. How could I refuse? After lunch we headed out on foot for Barrio Amon on the north central side of Cheap. Cheap is a nickname in Spanish for Joseph, so the town itself is often called Cheap. After all, it is San Jose. Don't know about you amigos, but San Jose has always been a little confusing to me with odd and even numbered streets separated on opposing sides by a central street and odd and even numbered avenues separated by an avenue central. Actually, it's simpler than it seems at first, because the town is laid out roughly on an east-west, north-south grid system. Odd-numbered streets run east of Central Street, while even-numbered ones go west. Odd-numbered avenues run north of Avenue Central, and even-numbered ones run south. I have always considered the National Theatre, with its accompanying Plaza de la Cultura, as dead center of the city for orientation purposes, although in reality the intersection of Central Street with Avenue Central would most likely be the official center, and that is located several blocks away from the theater. Whatever floats your compass needle will work, amigos, as far as orientation is concerned. And, thankfully, these days most of the streets and avenues are actually labeled, even if they are not yet numbered. That's coming, say the politicians. If you exit the theater from its main entrance, I diverge here to tell you that the restaurant inside the National Theater is another good lunch place called the Almada Cafe. You will be facing west, and, obviously, that means behind you is east. If you then turn right on 3rd Street, you will be proceeding north, and if you continue to Avenues 9 or 11 and turn right, you will be in the heart of Barrio Amon. From the Teatro, that's only about 5 or 6 blocks, an easy walk. Part of Calle 3 along this route is a walking street. As we set out that day for my personal tour of the city, we immediately passed an outdoor display in the Plaza de la Cultura next to the theater. It was an exhibit of oversized ladies' shoes that had been decorated by local artists and sponsored by businesses and organizations from around the city. Anyway, I got a kick out of it. Sorry, I can't refuse these puns. It seems like there is always something happening at Plaza de la Cultura. The Golden Gringo has been coming to San Jose since 2003, but I have to confess that I have not been diligent in learning more about the town. I've treated it as a place to come for the things I can't get in Quipos, or a stop to and from the airport, and it definitely is that, but it's much more, as Mike was about to show me. He made a point of taking me into a couple of shops along the way, places well known among the locals. One of these, Mara's Bookstore, has an amazing inventory of used English books. The other shop, Galerian Amu, has the most extensive collection I've ever seen of indigenous ceremonial masks that have been a tradition among the indigenas in Costa Rica. Indigenas is a Spanish word for indigenous people, which is a better term than Indians. Barrio Amon is a residential neighborhood that was home to many of the coffee barons of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. In fact, at that time, much of the area was actually the growing land for coffee plantations. The barrio is still peppered with grand, turn-of-the-19th century homes that have now been renovated and converted into boutique hotels and B&Bs. We stopped in one of those hotels, a Don Carlos, to get a look at the interior because, as Mike pointed out, the place is filled with art. In this converted mansion, actually three mansions together, like many of the upscale homes of that period, you can find courtyards and gardens in the middle of the building that are quite charming, and many of them are strewn with various and sundry pieces of art. Just walking around Barrio Amon is a treat. Suddenly you may come across an old castle like Castillo de Moro, which was actually someone's home less than 100 years ago, and which is now an historical landmark and restaurant. Designed in the Catalan Mujahideen style, it has details, forms and gargoyles similar to La Alhambra in Spain. Turn almost any corner in Barrio Amon and you will come across an interesting building, like the Hemingway Inn. This is another boutique hotel that is a converted coffee baron mansion, in this case dating back to 1920. The Hemingway theme is carried throughout the hotel and its 17 guest rooms. While walking through the neighborhood, Michael pointed out a number of hand-painted tiles inlaid in various walls. These beautiful, colorful tiles show various scenes of life in Costa Rica. One we saw depicts sellers in the open marketplace. Or maybe you could stop at the Cafetal de la Luz restaurant. The name comes from the fact that Barrio Amon was the site of the first electric power plant in the country, which was constructed there to service the coffee plantations. Cafetal means coffee growing land or plantation, and this restaurant was built on one of those cafetals near the power plant, and Luz means light, hence, Cafetal de la Luz. Barrio Amon is definitely a neighborhood worth seeing for anyone interested in the history of San Jose, or if you just want to get off the well-beaten tourist path and explore a charming section of our capital city. Mike tells me that, if you do a little shopping online, you can find rooms in some of the interesting properties here for as little as $50.60 per night. I want to thank Michael Miller, not only for my personal tour, but also for providing some of the pictures used in the article. I can heartily recommend his guidebook, The Real San Jose, and you may also want to explore his website at www.therealsanjose.com. To read the original article including photos and pictures, see the Golden Gringo website, www.goldengringo.com. Click on the Chronological Archives link, then on edition 85 and the article Barrio Amon on the shortcut menu, top left. Gija hopes you enjoyed this article as much as I did writing it. Bureau Vida. Create professional quality, commercially licensed voice response prompts with Yakutami.